Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Are you doing things that are compounding day in and day out for your business? That's what I want to talk about in today's episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Show, which is compounding tasks. Now, compounding tasks are things that are going to grow over time. And this actually came from multiple conversations I've had. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday on a Instagram Live. And what we said was, they were asking actually, how am I able to stay disciplined, and what do I focus on? And what I actually do, what has helped me in my business and has helped me when I'm coaching my clients and when I advise them to do things, is to focus on what I refer to as compounding tasks. Now, compounding tasks are things that over time, they are going to compound either negatively or positively. So let's say you don't brush your teeth for a day. Is it going to matter? Probably not. But if you don't brush your teeth over a year, it's going to have a really negative impact. If you do brush your teeth every single day for a year, it's going to have a positive impact. So these are what I would refer to as compounding tasks, or compounding, tasks, that's it. Now, these shouldn't be confused with potentially money-making tasks. So money-making tasks, I would say, are things like dealing with clients. These are things that are very important, but they don't potentially lead to growth. So they might lead to income growth, but they might not lead to growth in the business. So I've found, for me, separating these two is really useful. So what would be a compounding task? So a compounding task for a mortgage broker would be, first thing would be marketing. It could be also, so like creating pieces of content. It could be CPD, so product knowledge, product understanding, industry knowledge. These things are things that over time are going to differentiate you from your competitors versus either negatively or positively. So spending time to read the updates in the morning from the lenders, compounding tasks would be something like that. Compounding task would be outreach. So reaching out to people through social media, saying hello, engaging with people, growing things that are going to bear fruit in the future. Lead generation is a compounding task. Okay, so lead generation is a compounding task. So for me, for example, in the morning, I actually have a list. I bring the list up. It's that funny. I have a task list. So I use the Microsoft task. I think it's task or to do. It's called to do. Something like that. And I actually have an entire list of what they call compounding. It literally says it on the screen, compounding tasks. So my compounding tasks are, these are things I have to do every single day in order to make sure that I am growing forward throughout my life. And this is personal as well as business, but I'll go through them for you now. So we have a 3-lap walk, which is a 2-kilometer walk every single day. I do a 10-minute stretch every single day. This one says hygiene, which literally is remember to brush my teeth, TP, floss, do all of that type of stuff. And the reason why I say that is I forget. I'm an ADHD guy, probably not everyone else. Brush my teeth and then I forget everything else. So this is a list, and on it has a checklist of, I'll have to show it on the mini one, the next one. So on it will have a checklist of everything I need to do within that one thing. So it says brush teeth, TP, shave, shower, mouthwash. I know that sounds crazy, and you might think, how ridiculous is this guy who needs to remind himself to do all those things? But the reality is, if you don't remind yourself, you won't get done. Podcast video, that's a video for my YouTube channel that I create. It's a personal channel. I have to do one of those. I have to take my blood pressure every day because I have an autoimmune disease that affects blood pressure. I have creative time on a Saturday. That's a different thing. I have clear my emails, respond to all DMs and WhatsApp messages. LinkedIn engagement. So that is LinkedIn engagement is add 20 people, connect with 20 new people, message 3 new people, comment on 10 new people, respond to all comments on my posts. So these are compounding engagement. The content power hour. The content power hour is what I'm doing right now. This is record a podcast, upload to all platforms, add to the email list, schedule post on LinkedIn, schedule it on StreamYard for live streaming during the day. I even have all of my meals. I eat the same meals every single day. People know I have an autoimmune disease, as I mentioned, so I have to eat the same things every single day. And I have my meals on there and the actual meal I'm going to eat. Stir fry, med veg, and then porridge. They're the three meals I eat every single day. They're exactly the same in there. Compounding, they have all my nutritional value. Then I have my workout, the same thing, cardio, stretch, and then they're all built in there. Now, these are compounding tasks. And what's really important with these, by the way, is that I make sure every single day that when I actually get, when I go to bed, this list has to be clear. The list on my phone has to be completely clear because I've done everything I need to that is going to push my health, my family, everything else I need to do, my business forwards. These are compounding things. Now, they're things that if I miss today, would it make a difference? No, but if I missed over a long period of time, it will make a huge difference. So they are compounding and I have to do them. And they are more important than client-facing work. And this is why we're going to separate the two. There is money work and there is client work. And this is why when if you're an advisor and you're saying, I am too busy for marketing right now because I've got to deal with clients, then you've got it the wrong way. You've got it completely mixed up. You need to make sure, if you think about it, is doing a client's mortgage a compounding task? No. And people will go, yeah, it can be because they could refer. And no, it's not. That's not a compounding task, okay? Doing a mortgage is a money-making task. It's an income-generating task. And it's absolutely, you should do it. But you need to make sure that you are circling time every single day on the compounding tasks, because in 5 years' time, you will wake up with a business that you don't want in an industry you hate, and you will be rubbish at it. You will have no connection to any lead sources, and you will look at other people. And I've had these conversations with people where they say, that person, I'm better than that person. Why are they so much more successful than me? It's because they did the stuff you didn't do. They did that. They reminded themselves to brush their teeth every day. Ridiculous as it sounds, habit forming. They had a list of things they did every single day that over a long period of time compounded to make it exponentially better than where you are now. And that's the difference. It's not about the money you put in. It's not about the numbers you write. It's not about the how many insurance policies you close or how many mortgage deals you close. It's about, are you building habits that are going to allow you to be successful effortlessly? That I put the same amount of work in today as I did when I first started, but I make exponentially more money today than I did when I first started. And the reason is because it's compounding and it will get more and more and more and more. And it's just the law or it's the law of compounding. So the reason why I'm saying this stuff is because you've got to be careful that you don't get fixated on the wrong things. Now, I'm not saying to you, don't do money, don't do business. I'm not saying that at all. From 11 till 6 is when I see my clients. That is my money making time. That is the hours I'm being paid to consult and coach. But from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., and actually it's from 6 a.m. the moment I wake up with all of them, but from 6 a.m. through to 11 a.m., I focus on all my compounding tasks, bar a few of them, which then compound through the day. But I make sure that I go to bed with nothing on that roster that could allow me to move backwards. Because the saying goes, you're either growing or you're decaying. You are not standing still. And you must get this in your head, because otherwise you're going to be that salty person who looks at other people. And I can't stand it. It's my worst trait in people. When someone sits in front of me and says, I don't understand why they're getting better results than I am, and I am obviously better. And I'm like, you're not obviously better. You're not, because they're doing something that you aren't, or they've put it in for longer than you have. That mindset of I'm obviously better is a losing mindset. Okay, so don't do that. Don't be that person, please. Focus on the things that compound, then focus on the things that make money, then focus on the things that you want to do. And I follow this scenario to make it easier for people, is the what I need to do, should do, want to do. So need to do is compounding tasks, should do is client facing tasks, want to do is all the other extra fluffy bits. Okay, that's the stuff you should separate into. So that's today's episode. If you enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe. I will see you in the next episode, which is tomorrow. Bye. And of course, it's tomorrow, because I'm not going to miss a day, because it's a compounding task. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then It would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.